spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Coming up.
Are you planning on being in the precarious situation of having absolutely no cell service? Hold off on that panic attack for just a moment. There's a new device that lets you stay connected while being off the grid. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. If you find yourself going off-grid, whether it be due to camping, hiking, going on a cruise, or a more difficult situation such as a hurricane, the GoTenna device could be exactly what you need. The Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist, Jeffrey Fowler, got his hands on one and is here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Hi.
So this seems like an interesting little gadget. Can you explain exactly how the GoTenna works? I understand it works with your smartphone. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the idea is that for folks who go off the grid, either because they like to go camping or hunting or, you know, globetrotting, or they spend a lot of time on cruise ships, but you still want to be in touch with your friends and loved ones or teammates, how can you do that? You know, in the smartphone era, we're so addicted to these devices. Can we live without them? So some inventors in New York City came up with this thing called the GoTenna that is essentially, it creates its own radio connection between two people or more who have one of these antennas. They're about 6 inches long, and they connect via Bluetooth to your phone and allow you to text message or share your location with someone else. So this is really handy, let's say, if you're out camping and you split up and you want to find the best campsite and you want to let each other know where you are or that you found a cool campsite. All you got to do is, if you each have a GoTenna, you pull up the app, you text message in it like you would normally through their app. You maybe drop a pin of your location, and you're communicating, even though there's not a single bar of cell coverage anywhere nearby.
Wow. So I want to talk about the constraints, though, because, you know, you pair up an antenna and nature. Sometimes that's not the best combo. Did you find that it actually worked pretty well, though?
That's true. So this is, you know, the app is definitely born of the smartphone era, but the antenna itself is still using old-fashioned radio technology and has all of the same limitations of it. It uses a very low bandwidth, megahertz, which means that it can travel further distances than other radio signals. It can go up to 4, or they report even maybe sometimes more miles. However, lots of things can interfere with radio signals, as anybody who's ever driven in a car up and down a hilly city like San Francisco can tell you. Hills, valleys can get in the way. So in the city of San Francisco, I was able to get it to work over about half a mile. And then out along a kind of very flat stretch of beach, I got it to about 3 miles. Again, other people can report more, but you definitely have to be aware of how the environment around you might impact it. And the good thing is the app at least will tell you whether your message went through. So if it didn't go through, you might be able to deal with that by, like, maybe going to higher ground or finding, you know, just moving around a little bit. That might help.
And as far as just the device itself goes, you mentioned it's about 6 inches. Do you find it's accessible and has good portability and is pretty user-friendly?
Yeah, you know what? It's very lightweight, and I think that's probably kind of the best thing about it. You can hook it on your bag, and you don't have to think about it really again. The battery lasts 24 hours or 700 messages that you might send out, so that's pretty decent as well. If anything, actually, I would have taken it a little bit bigger. Making the antenna longer would have increased its range, and then it could be more useful in different situations. The makers of it say they were, you know, trying to find that kind of happy medium where people would still feel comfortable hooking it on their bag. You know, I'd say I would happily use one of these, and it's totally worth it if you spend a lot of time off the grid, if you like camping, maybe if you just want to prepare your house for an emergency, for an earthquake, or, you know what, next time I travel overseas and, you know, you got to pay those extreme roaming charges,
right.
If you give everybody in your family one of these and you're kind of near each other, but you may be slightly dispersed in that market or whatever you're at, it's a great way to just kind of stay in touch.
Great. Maybe I can use it the next time I go hiking. Jeff, thanks so much as always.
You bet.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcast to get all the latest updates. You can also find us online. We're at WSJ.com/podcast and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.